In today's Mishnah, so in the second and third Mishnah, in the third parak of Masechta Gittin, the Mishnah begins. HaKotev Tavsei Gittin, Tzurech She'aniach Makom HaIsh, Makom HaIsha, Makom HaZman. The Mishnah is explaining that a sofer can write ahead of time a template, or if you like, the form of a get. However, he must leave three critical components. We'll leave actually, there's actually a fourth as well, but the Mishnah says he has to leave space for the husband's name, the space for the wife's name, and also space for the date of the get. And what the Mishnah is addressing here is something we've mentioned previously, and that is the difference between what's called the tofes, the standard form of the get, and the toref, which is the customized components, the names of the husband and wife, and the makom hazman. And the reason is because we've explained previously that according to Rabbi Elazar, it seems when the Torah says v'katavla, that the get has to be written lishma, it's referring to these specific details, the details of the toref. The names of husband, wife, and the zman. But also importantly, the Batunra adds also the section in the get where it says Hariat Muteret Kol Adam, that you are now free to marry anyone you please. That is also an interesting part of the Torah, even though it seems to be somewhat standard, but that also must be written lishma, and that the space has to be written for that as well. Mishnah continues with other forms of contracts. Shtari Milva, this refers to a loan document. That also can be read ahead of time, the standard form. However, Tzrich She'aneach Makom HaMalva, Makom HaLoiva, Makom HaMa'ot. The places have to be left for the name of the borrower, the name of the lender, also the place for where the sum of money is, and the place of Makom HaZman, also the room for the date. Shtari Mekach, when it comes to contracts of sale, Tzrich She'aneach Makom, you also have to leave place. If you want to write the whole form, you have to leave space for the Makom HaLokeach, Makom HaMocher, for the names of the purchaser and the seller, Makom HaOt, or Makom HaSadeh. This is places in the contract for when you write the sum of money, and how to identify the field that is being purchased. Umakom Hazman, also location for the date of the sale. What's interesting here, though, is we only find the concept of Lishma by Gittin. You don't have a necessity of writing a Shtar Malve Lishma. So why is it that we have that by Shtari Malva? Also, if you want to write ahead of time, you can only write the standard part, but other bits, the names of the individuals, have to be left blank. Now, the reason for that is because since Lishma is such a critical component for Gittin, Chachamim made a gzeira. And they said that when it comes to all Shtarot, every single contract that has to share the same law as Gittin, out of concern that if we allow other details to be written, then it might come to a situation where a get is written, say the husband hears a sofer or sees a sofer writing a get for a particular name, says, oh, that's my name, I'll use that for my get as well, and that would be, as we said, a problem. So the question is, if Lishma is such a problem, and we're making a gzera all the way across to the world of other shtarot, why don't we make a gzera within Gittin itself? Why allow any part of the get to be written ahead of time? And the answer is, mipnei takanat ha-sofer, or takanat soferim. So in other words, it's so that the sofrim would have available, potentially, if in an urgent situation, if needed, to have a get handy, Chachamim allowed simply the tofes, the standard, or the shell, if you like, of the get to be written ahead of time. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees completely. He says, Rabbi Apostle B'Kulam says, absolutely no way. Since the Shema is such a problem, we make a gzeira that by all documents, you cannot have a standard text you can just go to the post office and purchase. They all have to be written for the express purpose of whatever transaction or divorce that is going on. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, machshir bikulam. He says, but other shtarot, we don't make this gzeira. Other shtarot, you can write the tofes and the Torah happily. I'll explain that in a moment. However, when it's only chutz migitei nashim, the only place that we make the gzeira is by gitei nashim, shneamar v'katav la lishma. So even with gitein, according to the way the Batanur explains it, that Rabbi Eliezer, however, does agree we're more strict within gitei nashim, and we have to make gzera that nothing can be written, not the tofes, not the toref, nothing can be written ahead of time, all have to be written in a situation of Shema, out of concern that the critical part, the toref, will not be written in Shema. So how is it then, this is a detail that didn't explain sharply, but how is it then in the world of other shtarot, you'd be able to write other details that might potentially not be Lishma? So the way Kahati explains it is that, for example, a sofer hears that someone wants to lend another person money. What he can do, he can write immediately the whole contract, assigned from, say, the date, and say, here you go, you can use this and just fill in the final detail when it comes to actually doing the loan. He obviously wouldn't be able to do the date. Out of concern, it would be what's called a shtar mukdama, which we discussed previously. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Hamevi get v'avad hemeno. Let's say someone, a shliach, is bringing a get, and he lost it. He misplaced it. Mishnah says, Metza'o la'altar. If he found it immediately, then it would be kasha, it wouldn't be a problem. In other words, not concerned that maybe the get he's found is a different get, and you've got issues of lishma. In other words, we're not concerned you found a get that has the same names, but really it would belong to a different individual. So what's la'altar? One understanding is it simply means that no other people have walked in that area or that space that in which he lost it. So if he quickly retrieves it, no one else has been around, there's no reason for concern. However, v'im lav, if however other people have come in the area, then we say it's pasul, the get is pasul. The shlech has to go back to the husband and get another get written out of concern that what he found is not the original get. What's interesting here is that the Gemara explains we're dealing at a place where there are shayarot metzuyot, meaning there's caravans, this is a place where a lot of people are traveling through. You can imagine like an airport. In that situation, then there's a concern that maybe the get that is found might belong to another individual. And if you take that get and try and use it for this divorce, it would not be considered a get that's written lishma for the purpose of this particular divorce. However, if we're not in a place of the shayarot, meaning another place where a lot of people are transiting through, then we say then it, even acharis man meruba, even after a long period, wouldn't be a problem. Also, another very important point is, even if it's a place where there's a lot of people around, if there's a siman mufak, if there's a distinctive mark on it that's unique, that through which you can identify this is indeed the get, for example, there was a hole in the get right near the husband's name, in that situation, that wouldn't be a problem. The person can identify this is the get that I misplaced. Mishnah continues, Matza'o b'chafisa, or b'deluskama. Let's say he found it in a satchel, a case that was in, and there's a siman on those containers, or mekiro, or he simply recognizes the get itself. Mishnah says in all situations, be kasher, again, so mekiro, probably very similar to the concept of a siman, that he recognizes this particular get. This is the way the Bar Tanur explains it. Then Mishnah is kasher. Hamevi get ve'niach zaken. Let's say an individual brought a get, and the husband who sent him was very old, or he was very, very unwell. Mishnah says, Netanolah, the shaliach can give a get, bechezkat shehu kayam, with the assumption that the husband is still alive. In other words, we're not concerned that maybe this husband that was left behind very sick or very old has died. Now, the issue is that if he has died, you can't give a get to the wife after the husband has died. It doesn't have any effect. And, for example, if they hadn't had any children, there's a question now, if we suspect that maybe the husband has died, maybe she needs yibum. So Mishnah says, no, forget that. It's fine, you can assume the husband's still alive, and you can give the get to the wife. Let's continue. Bat Yisrael and a solo Kohen. Let's say a Bat Yisrael who's married to a Kohen. V'alach ba'ala le'midinat hayam. And the husband went overseas. In this context, the Bat Yisrael can only eat truma by virtue of the fact she's married to a Kohen. So Mishnah says, Ochelet metruma becheskat shehu kayam. She can continue eating truma, she doesn't have to be concerned that maybe her husband has passed away. Let's continue. Mishnah says, Hasholeach chatato miminat hayam. If someone sent a korban chatat, a korban, from overseas, Mishnah says, again, you don't have to be concerned that that person has passed away, because again, a korban chatat of an individual cannot be offered if that person had passed away. Ella makrivin ota becheskat shehu kayam. We can, again, the korban is offered on the assumption that the person is still alive. Importantly here, certain korban require smicha, requiring the baal to be there, put his hands on it. Kati explains, referring to either one of these korban that do not require it. For example, it was a korban sent by a woman, or it was a chatat ha'of, so it was a bird offering. And again, a chatat of shares the same quality as a animal chatat, a sin offering that comes from an animal, in that it can only be offered if the person sending is still alive. But it's different that it doesn't require smicha, the owner, to rest his hands on and be present when the korban is being offered. So a common thread between all these last cases is we're not choshesh lemita, we're not concerned that the person sending it, either the get or the korban, or the husband went overseas, has died in the intervening period. So that's Mishnah today.